Well, I'm here with Roy Anderson, who's the former CPO of State Street Bank and MetLife. Welcome, Roy.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We've just been listening to a day-long masterclass session sponsored by SmartCube. It was about business alignment, data analytics, and lots of interesting, really key business issues and how procurement can get involved at that sort of level with the business. How did you find it went? How did you think the conversation
went? Oh, the session was really good, very interactive. The people around the table were interested, passionate about the business. The key element that I got across from this is, how do you build credibility within the procurement group? Do you have the staff and the knowledgeable staff to drive it? Are you giving them the data necessary, the analytics necessary to be as good as they possibly can be? Can you present that data to your internal customer, utilizing marketing and communications effectively, and then be able to drive results that are going to really impact the business? And that was the conversation that really took off.
Okay, good stuff, because I actually wrote a blog towards the end of it about this credibility issue and how the word credibility is bandied around quite often without really much thought into what it means and you know what you're going to do with that credibility. I mean, it's key, isn't it? It's how you then put that into creating value and making sure that the business understands exactly what procurement can bring.
Absolutely. So, unfortunately, historically, we've had a lot of consulting companies and one-time efforts in terms of supply chain, thinking that it's a once-and-done approach. So either a CFO or a line of business will come in and say, oh, our supplier spend is out of control, I'm going to take action. So they put a bunch of people on it, they drive the cost down, usually by just hitting the suppliers over the head, and of course they'll give something in order to maintain the business, but then literally months later they walk away and haven't put in place a continuous improvement program, a governance model, a methodology for significant overall cost and value creation. So therefore everything goes right back to where it was today. Your internal customer says, oh yeah, we did this 2 years ago, it didn't work then, we'll do this 2 years from now. So you get this up and down action across the customer, internal customer base. So our goal in procurement is now to take all this information and find synergistic ways that we can utilize a supplier base beyond just pricing structures, but overall cost structure, beginning to end, literally how is the process done inside the corporation all the way to the end state to the end customer, and can the supplier take on more of a role of driving that full value down, the supply chain being more valuable to the entire process rather than the siloed approach in the past.
Yeah, so it's true collaboration.
True collaboration. And then you build credibility because you do it, it sticks, and it gets better all the time. And that's how you build credibility with your internal customer base.
So do you see that the future of the function perhaps moving more towards being a relationship manager for the supply base rather than, you know, cost cutting and
absolutely. So our transactional work ultimately goes away. Even in most of our sourcing work becomes more of an engine. And you get to the point where those people are doing it really well and they're driving Six Sigma, lean processing. They get that done. But the role of the procurement professional is now as an integrator, a collaborator between the product lines inside the company, the operation and manufacturing lines inside the company, the CFO's requirements, and then the capabilities of the supplier base, the innovation that you can get. So we want to move towards an opportunity where our suppliers are now more integrated. Of course, you have to go through the sourcing process to find the right supplier and the right mix of suppliers to get there, but ultimately they need to have their engineers, their marketing people supporting the company from the inside out, so therefore the lines are blurring between what's a supplier and what's the customer, who's an associate inside the company and who's an associate of your supplier base. Then you have the best and brightest across the entire chain of activity that's going to be able to bring value to the company.
Okay, good stuff. And finally, Roy, can you tell me about E equals MC squared?
Yeah, well, in this particular case, E being the economic value that you're bringing to the company, M is the mastery that you bring, and communication squared. Okay. So instead of energy equals mass times speed of light, it is, can you create the value of the process, the extended value or the economic value that you bring, but you have to have the mastery of your skill sets inside your organization. Do you have smart, intelligent, passionate people? And then are you communicating it well to your supplier base as well as to your internal customers?
Good stuff. Thanks very much.
Sure.